Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
Welcome to the second hour of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bob, and you're listening to it on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Our topic today for Wednesday, May the 8th, 2019, is the obstruction of justice. J-U-S-T. Just us. And we slash it with racial population tailoring confusion, which if you have your copy of the United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept Revised Edition on page 27, Mr. Fuller has written his suggestion on that, and it is worthy of you to give it a look-see to try and understand how things are tailored for you to do something. One of the things that was mentioned was about water and the poisoning of it, and what came to my mind was Flint, Michigan. This was done on purpose. Or out on that Indian reservation, I think it was in North Dakota, what they did to the water, they being the white supremacists, what they did with that water. But all these things are done. Or the killing of black folks. We have a gentleman that calls in periodically. We call him the extermination man. Haven't heard from him for a long time. But all that killing that has been going on in Chicago and actually all other black folk killing black folk. If you read the on page 27, it will explain racial population tailoring confusion. Mr. Fuller has written about that, and you can agree or not agree. You can see whether it's true or not true, but you have to understand that. And the best way, one of the best ways to understand it, is for you to get a copy of his book, which he will explain again later on in this program, about how you can get the book and understanding it, reading it, by going to producejustice.com. Okay, 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can call to get in contact with the show. But let's go to the Gmails. This comes, well, I'm not even going to try to produce the name. But anyway, from the JJ from the projects, says this: Mr. Fuller, can you please give your opinion on the action and word forgive? Is forgiveness a codified response to wrongdoing?
It's up to the individual, according to the codes. That's why it's called a United Independent. But that independent means individual. You are an individual person. You make your own decisions as best you possibly can. In everything, in all nine areas of activity, as best you possibly can under a illegitimate system. That's, you make your own decisions as best you possibly can in economics, in education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. To the extent that the white supremacist gives you a little leeway, quote unquote, to do a little bit of this or a little bit of that, as long as you don't dissatisfy them to the extent that they harm to you because you're already a prisoner of war. Look at yourself as a prisoner of war. You've never been released. You've never been let go. We're still slaves, if you're a person of color, on planet Earth, to the system of white supremacy. So you can make these decisions on your own if they allow you to.
Mm-hmm.
Some decisions they allow us to make. So you make these decisions. If you want to forgive a person, you can. There's nothing to stop you from doing that. I mean, other than the white supremacists or somebody that the white supremacist allows to stop you and whatnot. So you can forgive if you wish to, but it depends on, but you should, like in all words that you use, what do you mean by forgiveness? By doing what? Because everything, and this is real important for the entire code, everything is not just about saying. That's one part. That's a very important part. What you say is very important. But what you do is everything. What you do, not how you feel, but what you actually wind up doing, that is what matters more than anything else. That is the central thing in counter-racist codification. What do you wind up doing, and what is the effect of what you're doing? Now, everything that people are supposed to be doing on the planet is supposed to have one effect, just one, constructive, something that is absolutely constructive. Now, forgiveness has a constructive effect, meaning things get better, not worse, because of it, then go with it. That would be that's the basic response. What's going to happen after you do what you do? So one thing you might do is forgive somebody. Now, is that going to make things better? Keep things the same? Which means worse, or just worse. But even if they're the same, that's worse. All right? So every move that everybody makes on this planet from the time they come on this planet, at the time you take the first breath as a baby, every move that you make is supposed to be an improvement over what already is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Otherwise, that is wasted what? Breath.
Breath. Okay. Let's go to the phone lines. Caller number, line number one, you are on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question?
Good morning, Mr. Fuller, and good morning, Mr. Bobby. I just wanted to respond to something you said when you mentioned about the, black people killing each other and this part of the population gathering. And I have to hear, and we have a clip that I saw. Nobody put the microphone in this little boy's face. He was just saying, and somebody was
okay, wait a minute. Can you hear her, Mr. Fuller?
Not. I can hear her voice, but I cannot hear anything that she's saying.
Okay, ma'am, could you kind of speak closer to the phone? Because we both are having problems hearing your good question, and it seemed like it was a good question. So could you repeat that?
Okay, mine is a comment. Can you hear me now?
Yes, thank you.
I can hear you now.
Oh, okay, great. So my comment is that there was a little clip that I saw, and there was a little young black boy, and he had a hoodie on. And I'm saying this in relation to what you're saying about population tailoring. And on the little footage, the little boy, nobody put a microphone in his mouth. He was just saying, I saw some white hands shooting at those black men hanging out or hanging on the corner. And so I'm saying that in terms of population tailoring, that in 2019, this is the KKK possibly shooting these black men on the corner. And what the confusion of it is that if you can mix in with a black person shooting a black person, and then some white hands sticking out of a car, throwing in their piece on it, now we can't see what the real truth is, because maybe the black person might have killed one person, but maybe the person in the car did the rest of the, you know, created the carnage there. So I agree with you, and I'm saying that some of this is like a person throwing a stone and the third person throwing a stone at person A. B thinks that A threw it. B doesn't know that C, the third person, threw it. Now A and B are fighting, thinking that each other are the problem. Similar to the way we see things sometimes in the so-called Middle East, you know, the hidden hand that's always operating and doing these things and keeping people fighting and creating what Mr. Fuller and I, thank you so much for it, creating confusion. So I'll just listen and maybe I can make another comment after your response.
Okay, Mr. Fuller?
Well, I didn't hear a question. The white supremacists, if I understand the general question, the white supremacists have all kinds of ways to cause confusion. Why? Confusion is a very important thing to have. The ability to make confusion is a very important power to have if you're trying to confuse people in order for those people to do something that you want done. That's the whole point, for deliberately confusing somebody. Mm-hmm. To get something mm-hmm. done that you want done, regardless of what they want done. Mm-hmm. So you confuse them, because anybody that you can confuse, you can dominate. The white supremacists understand that principle. And I've often talked about it here on the air, and I've given an idea, an example, rather. 10 people in a room. Now, one of those people went around before the meeting started and took down all the exit signs, and then started the meeting. But that same person also rang the fire bell during the meeting. Had the fire bell set to go off in the middle of the meeting. And everybody starts looking for the exit, but nobody knows where the exit is. Somebody thinks maybe that they smell smoke. Now people have begun to panic. Now, these are 10 people in the room, but one person knows where the fire exit is, because that person, before the meeting started, went around and took down all the fire exit signs. So that person says, calm down, folks. Don't panic. Calm down. Stop acting like children. Follow me. And everybody will, because that person is calm. That's the only person in the room that is calm.
Mm-hmm.
So that person guides everybody to the exit, because that is the only person that knows what, where the exits are. Everybody else running up and down the halls, running into walls and whatnot, I mean, pulling at doors, yelling and screaming, whatnot, I got to get out of here. But this person is very calm. Calm down, children, calm down. We know, I know that you all don't know what you're doing, but Big Daddy's here. Big Mama's here. Calm down. Follow me. I will get you out of here safely and in an orderly manner. Now, that's the white supremacists all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
They know where the exit signs were. They know where this is. They know where that is. They study the entire environment,
yes,
unlike other people on the planet,
yes,
the non-white people.
Mm-hmm.
So they know what people can do. They know what people are going to do before they do it.
Okay.
Because they plan it ahead. That's the power of the white supremacist mind,
okay,
and body.
Okay.
Remember that.
Ma'am, did you say you had a follow-up?
Well, no, I didn't have a follow-up. I just wanted to listen to what Mr. Fuller had
okay.
to say, and perhaps make a comment if I heard something that he said that really, you know, stood out. But
yeah.
I will just like to capitalize that it may not be all of the black on black that we think.
Okay.
That's what I want to say.
Okay.
So thank you very much.
All right. All right. Thank you for your call. Oh, let's see here. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7 no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news and lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's a couple or three that I'm going to share with you. One is called New Money with Drew and Janae. The other one is Stairway to Heaven with Claude. And let's do this one. My show, my other show, Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby. Now, all these shows are exclusive to Talk Team at Radio.com. And all you have to do is go to the Talk Team at Radio.com homepage and click on programs and sample each program that may be of interest to you to see if you like it or don't like it. That's the only way you're going to find out. And if you do, then, you know, like and subscribe it and all that kind of thing. But just go to the TalkTeamAtRadio.com homepage, click on programs, and you're there. All this from TalkTeamAtRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, and, well, I lost my point here. I am the co-host of the, compensatory concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Today, we are discussing the obstruction of justice, meaning just, J-U-S-T, just us as black folks. But our subtopic would be, and it has taken off, racial population tailoring confusion. And it is in the book, which Mr. Fuller will talk about in about 25, 30 minutes. A book that you really should get, not because I say so and or suggest, but if you really want to understand what's really going on, as Mr. Fuller has stated in his opening statement in every program about if you do not understand racism, what it is and how it works. Yeah, racism, which is white supremacy, what it is and how it works. You will operate in a state of confusion. You may think that this is just a blanket statement, but if you really take the time to examine that and hear what Mr. Fuller is suggesting and speaking about, understanding will come. Okay, let's do this. 1-877-932-9766 is the number you can call, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. This comes from Mr. Stovall. He says this: Mr. Bobby, can you ask Mr. Fuller whether he really believes that American citizens, particularly black American males, are living longer lives? In New York City, I don't perceive that to be true. Doesn't the world government of white supremacy have to limit the life expectancy of non-whites even at the expense of their own? Also, at the end of the April 27th show, Mr. Fuller had predicted how the armed forces of the United States would encourage the recruitment of black lesbians. Can he elaborate further? Thank you.
Well, in answer to the first question about population control and given about whether or not black people, he said in New York City?
Yes, that's what he said, New York City.
I don't know. I don't have an answer to that. And whatever statistics the white supremacists say, the white supremacists tell us how many black people there are on the planet. Okay? And all I say to that is, well, that's what they said. Because I don't know. I have no way of finding out. I only can go by what they say. And if they say that there are only, you know, so many black people in Africa at any given time, and, you know, they keep the figures on all of that. That's what I mean by white supremacy. I just have to go by what they say. And you always listen to what they say, but you always listen to what they say, but you have your own doubts and you have your own beliefs. That's the United Independent Way. You figure out whether or not they're telling the truth as best you can, because there's no non-white person that can tell you. Mm-hmm. That's what white supremacy means. No non-white person can say, I know the exact figures of how many black people are in New York City at any given time. All right. Well, now, what's the question? The question is, okay, you're black. How'd you find that out? And from whom? Did you go around and count? the number of black people that are actually on a train right now and just crossed the line into New York City, you know, and how many black people went on vacation, took off in an airplane at this exact moment, and how, you know, this is something from almost from minute to minute. What is the population? Black people, people classified as black, and that's a whole other thing itself.
Yes.
Who are you classifying as black in New York City at every given moment?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people say, I'm Puerto Rican, but I'm not black. And other people say, well, Puerto Rican is black, all right, or brown, and brown is black. So even when it comes to classifications of people.
Excuse me, caller, please turn your radio down.
Hello.
Caller, please turn your radio down. Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Fuller.
Because even when it comes to classifications of people, that's a part of the confusion. Racial classification. This is in the textbook, too.
Yes.
They got us all confused about who's black and who's not.
Yes.
All right? We say black and brown. Most black people on the planet are brown. I think. All right, from what I see walking up and down the street, black people come in all shades.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right on up to what we call something called, you know, that you can't even describe, called red bone. That's a slang term.
Yes, it is.
We know some red bones. We got them in our family. All right. You know. Hey, but they're black.
Okay.
I mean, that's a black dude.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but we say, but he's red-boned, but he's black.
Okay.
Adam Clayton Powell.
Yeah.
He's red-boned. Right.
Okay. How about the second part of that question? It said Mr. Fuller had predicted how the armed forces of the United States would encourage the recruitment of black lesbians. Can he elaborate further?
I never said in the United States. I don't use those terms. I mean, I don't even know what is meant by United States.
Okay.
All right. But I will say within this context, lesbianism, meaning so-called same-sex marriage and all of that, the code book calls it countersexualism or anti-sex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's another discussion all within itself. But I think that's the plan of the white supremacists. This is my opinion, that what they're going to do, what they are in the process of doing now, they know that in the future it's going to be a lot of what you call military conflicts going on everywhere. I mean, where you're going to need soldiers. So, a lot of what we call the standard white person, the white male, the strong white male, what you call the best of, the best, what the white supremacists call the best of the best of white people. I mean, who are in what we call military situations, the best soldiers among white people. They predict, according to what I think, in the system of white supremacy, that they're not going to have enough of them to cover all of these little battles going on. Because they're just battles. Battles are part of a war. So we're already in a war, always have been. So where there are non-white people and the white supremacists are sending white people off to die, you know, and sometimes in large numbers. And all of these battles that are going to be coming up everywhere, all the time. One little battle here, one big battle there, another small battle going over yonder, and then one real close. I mean, that's a big battle again, because you just had one 3 weeks ago. Now it's flaring up again. You got to rush somebody there, okay? In the system of white supremacy, so you have a lot of white people running all over the place trying to put out these fires in the system of white supremacy. So, hey, enough already. At a certain point, you got to make a long-range plan, because this is going to be the pattern. So here is a part of the plan, getting to the answer to the question. I think have a lot of very frustrated black females who are frustrated with everything, including black males, sick of them, because we are completely dysfunctional, not qualified to be husbands ever in the system of white supremacy or anything of any constructive value. So they turn to each other. Say, okay, I'll pretend that I'm the husband. You pretend that you're the wife. And since the white supremacists say that this is a great thing for us, I mean, let's do it. Let's go all the way. Let's form huge organizations where we just nurture each other. We can do that because we have the best jobs and all like that. And among black people, the black female in the future is more qualified because we're not filling up the jails as fast as the black males are and all like that. We kind of stick to business, try to do something that makes mm-hmm. sense sometime, mm-hmm. all right? But we just don't have a male. I got all these college degrees and whatnot, and I'm looking around for somebody to share all this with me, and I'm just sitting around a whole bunch of females just like me, and this is going to be the wave of the future because the white supremacists got it set up that way, all right? Black males are filling up the jails, sodomizing each other, and black females out here just trying to raise the babies on their own. You never see a black female. She's got seven of them. Ain't no male nowhere around, okay? That's going to continue because the white supremacists want it that way, all right? They got it set up that way. So even the black males that want to do something can't. See, that's going, that ain't going to happen.
Yes, sir.
Not under the system of white supremacy. So the black females are going to be paired off with each other. All right, you got a tailor-made situation. All right, girls, gals, come over here, both of you. Or maybe, you know, in the future, three or four. Since, you know, y'all not going to be producing no babies, so four of you can marry each other.
Mm.
All right, this just might be coming. I don't know for sure, but the white supremacists have a diabolical mind. They're orchestrating all of this. I mean, not some of it. They are behind all of this stuff, okay, where black people are concerned. But we don't know it. But we will in the future, but it'll be too late. I mean, you know, hopefully not. Okay. So you say, okay, all four of you, y'all married to each other. All right. Okay, you love laying around in the bed with each other because you ain't got no real man, I mean, to do it with. So you got all these sex toys and all like that. So you got that down pat. All right, come over here. Now, I'm going to make it comfortable for you big time. I'm going to give you all big bonuses to come into my army. And you don't have to worry about going on leave and all like that. I'll save a lot of money. See, this is another thing, a big money angle here. Look at all the oceans of money that they will save. Because these soldiers, males and females, when they're separated, they like to get together. And when they can, it costs money and it takes time. They want to go on what they call furloughs. So you say, hey, you're always on furlough. Because we'll make it real easy for you to lay around with each other in the barracks and all like that. So you always got your mate right with you. So we'll send you off to these wars, get you combat ready. Because you're doing the male's role anyhow, raising offspring and all like that. So you might as well just act like men and be men.
Wow.
Okay? All of you. Mm. All of you black females are going to be turned into males. Mm. If we can do it that way. I mean, and send you off to fight on these battlefronts and die in each other's arms.
Okay.
We are tired of doing it ourselves.
Gotta leave it there, Mr. Fuller. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cellular, to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. You two callers that are on the line, we will get to you after we come back. And more of Mr. Neely Fuller on the compensatory concept on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
100 Black Women Columbus. Gas, Eggs, and Friends, Saturday, May the 11th at the Boathouse Restaurant. Hosted by Talktainment Radio's Kahari and Aharl. Featuring Bobby Floyd, Mark Hampton, Derek Norris, Lisa Griffin, Darshell Williams, Dean Sims, Kristen Bynum, and Deja Mitchell. For tickets, call 614-572-1310 or go to 100blackwomencolumbus.org.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at LifeSkillsHS.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Lincoln Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linko today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari and Aharl, the author of the Essence Magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226. To get more of the change that you want to see in your community, join our network.
Peace Corps, life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit PeaceCorps.gov.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on talktainmentradio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, we go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, and I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., and we are discussing obstruction of just us and racial population tailoring confusion here on May the 8th. Right now, let's go to the phone lines. Okay, caller, you've waited patiently. You're on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question?
Hey, Mr. Fuller, I'd just like to say I believe you are 100% correct about with your diagnosis of the system of racism, white supremacy. I believe it's a hard pill to swallow for most black folk to have the mirror held up in front of us and see how pitiful we really are. But like I said, I just believe you are 100% correct. And if we really pay attention and look closely, we will see that. But on another question, I heard you say that the black males are filling up the prison. What's your thoughts on the black males filling up the prisons? And on the other side, you have the black woman filling up the black churches. I believe they make up about 86% of the church population. Why is that? Answer that, please. I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay, thank you, caller. Mr. Fuller?
Well, because black males don't like to be institutionalized. Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
I hear buzzing.
Okay. Wait a minute. Okay, go ahead, Ms. Fuller.
Yeah, black males are being picked up and put in prison. That's the answer. Otherwise, they would be out in the street. They don't go to church much anyway, except when the black females take them there. And the black males, a lot of the black males that go, they go there to think about maybe being preachers themselves, or being in some type of show business in the church.
Whoa.
All right. And in other words, a musician will tell you, I got my start playing the piano and the organ in the church.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. So, you know, that's like a little apprenticeship, you might say, for going. But it's mostly the black females who are nurturing. See, you got to think of all females as being basically nurturers. So, The church kind of talks about, either directly or indirectly, if you're talking about the Christian church, nurturing. It's about nurturing, either directly or indirectly, being nurtured. Starting off with the story of Jesus. Jesus was, they talk about Jesus being a child, all right? So it's this nurturing thing. It's nurturing. It's sustaining life. And when you have an institution that says, giving people life ever after, eternal life, well, females kind of gravitate toward that. Living forever, you never die. So That's why they gravitate mostly, many, I don't know what the figures are, toward what we call Christianity. I mean, it has appeal. Because the appeal is the ultimate payoff out of all the misery, all the things you have to go through, is that one of these days you will live forever, and not on, when I say live, on the grandest scale that you can possibly have. And they think about, because females think directly, indirectly about nurturing offspring, say that's a wonderful environment. It's called a place called paradise. We might have to die to get there, but I mean, that's just a transition period. You die, then you come back to life. On the other side, they call it. And you are in a place called paradise, or heaven, or Jubilee Square, okay? Hallelujah Hall. Everything, everybody happy from now on. No more misery of any kind. So that appeals to females. Here on earth, that appeals to them. No more misery. I want to find me a decent man so I get out of this misery. All the stories are about that. One of these days, I got to get me somebody that can take me away from what? Misery. Because I don't like being alone, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? Females, I mean, they call in on talk shows and all like that. I'm tired, you know. I go to work. I make good money. I'm a decent person and whatnot. How come I can't find somebody? See, that's about doing better. And doing better means paradise, finding me a place. See, females think about a house more than males do. The average male walking the street ain't thinking about buying no house, you know, as a rule. You know, thinking about them payments and all like that, keeping up the lawn and whatnot. Man, hey, you know, ain't nobody but me. I ain't doing all that stuff. See what I mean?
Yes, sir.
But if he pairs off with somebody, the lady starts saying, hey, you know, this is a nice place, but we need a, you know, I'd like to have a house. Because she's thinking about what? Offspring.
Offspring, yeah.
All right. That's I think that's the answer to it.
Okay.
Why is it that the males fill up the jails and the females fill up the churches? That's why.
All righty.
The evidence shows that.
All righty. Let's go back to the phone lines. Go ahead, caller. You're on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question? Go ahead, caller. Hello? Caller, you're on.
Yes, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. My first question is, has anyone asked about the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan being banned on Facebook? I just wanted to ask first because I missed the first hour.
No, that question hasn't come up.
Okay, I wanted to ask Mr. Fuller's thoughts on the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan being banned on Facebook. And then my second question really quickly is the white and non-white titles. I just wanted to ask Mr. Fuller, has he ever considered that back in the day there were things called $5 Indians and there were white men actually pretending like they were Indians, and now that's continued, and now there might be whites pretending to be different, quote-unquote racists? Thank you.
All righty. Mr. Fuller?
Now, in answer to the first question about Minister Farrakhan, I heard about him being banned from Facebook. So that's what I heard. So that's the answer to that question. Did I hear about him being banned from Facebook? And I heard that he was banned from Facebook. That's all I have to say.
Okay, second question.
Now, the second question is, because I kind of lost track, what was it, the essence of it?
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, but what was it? Do you remember?
No, because I was concentrating on that first question that he asked about Minister Farrakhan. So I don't want to make a guess, you know, on that. That's why it's also, he's good that a person gmails me. But sorry about
that. I have a way of concentrating, and that's a fault of mine because my memory is very short. when I'm trying to concentrate on one question, okay. I concentrate on that first question.
Okay.
And I like for the second question to be asked after the first question.
Yeah.
So when I get two back to back, I have to recount what the first question, second question is.
Okay.
And maybe you can help me out on that in the future, because that is discourteous on my part.
Okay.
When I can't keep track like that.
Okay. Hey, caller, the last caller, call back with that second question. We'll put you right up front. Mr. Fuller, this question came up from a caller in Michigan. She said, Mr. Fuller, I've noticed there are a number of terms being used to describe the different types of racism. I'm just curious if the white supremacist has put these terms out there as a deterrent to cause confusion. Do you recommend the victims of racism, white supremacy, to use these different terms of racism, or only use the one term, racism, white supremacy?
Please. The one term, in answer to that question, straight to it, the one term, white supremacy, is racism. And racism is white supremacy. And it doesn't deviate not one inch from that under any circumstance, period. That's rock solid code. I mean, otherwise, everything is all up in air. You have mass confusion, you deviate from that. No. There are three classifications of people racially on this planet. White, non-white, and white supremacists. Anything outside of that is suspect. Don't use it according to the code. Don't use any other classifications. And, of course, when you say non-white, you mean black, because brown, red, yellow, beige, tan, they're the shades of black. Now, white supremacists, that's not only a white person. It's always a white person, a person classified as white and who functions as white, but a person that mistreats people directly, indirectly, in any area of activity based on color, based on a person being non-white, mistreats a non-white person. That's what a white supremacist is. But you have to be white in order to be a white supremacist. Now, why do I have those three categories of racial categories? Just three. Not the 21 that I last heard about. That's supposed to be out here now. It might be even more since then. But it's white, non-white, and white supremacists. But the white supremacists are the only racists. They're only people who belong to a race. So if a white person says, I belong to the white race, it means you are automatically a white supremacist. Because race is racism.
Okay.
Black people are not members of a race. We ain't joined any race. I mean, you know, we were told that we were members of a race. Told by whom? By the white supremacists themselves. They told us this stuff.
Okay.
We ain't racing against nothing.
Okay. Mr. Fuller, I think we have the caller back. Go ahead. Caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Yes.
That second question.
Yes, well, the first question, just quickly, I may have worded it wrong. I want to be clear. I wanted to ask Mr. Fuller his thoughts on Minister Louis Farrakhan being banned on Facebook and other outlets. That's the first question. I'll stop there, and then I'll ask the next one.
Okay. I answered that question. I said I heard that he was banned on Facebook, and my thoughts about it is I heard that he was banned on Facebook. Now, there's a codified reason for me saying it like that, because that's all I'm supposed to say.
Alrighty.
In other words, now, why am I supposed to say it like that? Because the white supremacists have a way of, when they are doing something that involves another non-white person, and I want everybody to remember this, you always respond. If it's something involving another non-white person, say they try to trick a black person into making an evaluation, that's a trick. I don't care whether you're pro or con. You don't go into that at all.
Yes, yes.
You just saw, like I was asked years ago, said, well, you know, Reverend so-and-so said such and such, and they were talking about a black person. They said, what, Reverend so-and-so said such and such a thing about racism the other day, Fuller. Now, what do you have to say about what he said? And the codified response is always, he said what he said.
Okay.
Now, yeah, but what do you think about what he said? I think that he said what he said. Now, we should always answer questions. When anybody asks about anything that another non-white person is doing, any non-white person, regardless of what that white person is non-white person is doing, and they ask you specifically about a person by name, your response is supposed to always be, if it's something that the person said, you just say, well, he said what he said, or she said what she said. Now, this is in the textbook.
Got that.
Yeah, right. And if they did something, you just simply say,
They did.
What he did.
What he did. Okay.
All right.
What's your second question, sir?
Or she did what she did.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Second question.
All right. The second question is I was asking years and years ago, there was something called $5 Indians, and it was whites posing as Indians. They would actually pay $5 to become classified as Indians.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is that if that's still going on today, then it's kind of hard to classify people as white and non-white, because whites can just pretend that they're non-white.
Okay. Okay, $5 Indians, you say?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Fuller?
They do it all the time. And there was a book that was written by a white man called Black Like Me.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. He went into a laboratory and got a job done where his skin turned dark. And he went to the South and passed for a black guy. All right? Because he was doing research to write his book,
mm-hmm.
Black Like Me.
Black Like Me. Mm-hmm.
To see how white people talk when they think there's no black people around.
Wow.
All right? And then he wrote a book about it called Black Like Me. I think his name was John Howard Griffin, if I got his name correctly.
John Howard Griffin?
I think it was.
Okay, all right.
I think his last name was Griffin, I think.
Okay.
It may or may not have been.
Okay.
But I read that book, and actually he fooled other white people. See, so the white supremacists, they know how to do everything. All right, that's why I say the criteria should always be what? Justice.
Justice.
See,
yeah.
We can't get too far into that black thing, who's black and who's not, because the white supremacists know how to classify, you know, anybody as being anything that they want to.
Yeah.
The white supremacists can get up tomorrow morning and say, hey, I'm Japanese.
Yeah, yeah.
All right? And ain't nobody going to be able to prove that he ain't.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why I mentioned on the program entitled today, The Obstruction of Just Us, being just, J-U-S-T, us, justice. Okay, Mr. Fuller, this is, and we're over, but quickly we have to talk about your book. So in the remaining moments, a few moments, and then we have another phone call, just talk about your book, please.
Just go to producejustice.com, and what will come up on the screen is the method for ordering the book that will cover just about everything that we talked about today and whatnot.
Okay.
I mean, it's all in there.
Okay.
And whatnot. And it's recommended. The book is designed for the individual person. Your problems, wherever you happen to be on the planet, if you're classified as non-white here in 2019. And just the way I recommend that the book be read first is just finger through it. Just, you know, turn any page. I mean, once or twice a day, get in the habit of doing that. And just pick out something, I mean, that, you know, and read it, a paragraph or two there. But at some point, try to read the entire thing, which that would be kind of laborious. I know that.
Yeah.
All right. But just pick up the book and turn to any page and say, that kind of makes sense to me, or it doesn't make sense to me. And if it does make sense to me, why does it make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't, That's the way the book is supposed to be read.
Alrighty.
Something has got to make sense or it doesn't.
Okay.
Something is either true or it's false. Or it's something you can use or it's something you can't use.
Alrighty.
The book is written for you as an individual.
ProduceJustice.com.
ProduceJustice.com.
Okay.
That's how you get it.
Before we go to the phone lines, I want to thank Dominic for calling back, or rather for writing, texting me back and giving me the question that the caller that did call back said. Thank you, Dominic. Just wanted to get you in there. Okay, caller, you got about 3 minutes. Go ahead with your question for Mr. Fuller.
Sure. Hello, Mr. Fuller. Mr. Fuller, Mr. Bobby. I have a quick question. I would like to ask, I have a question about the word jealous or jealousy. And I want to know, is it possible for a white supremacist to be jealous of non-whites in the system of white supremacy?
Yes. Oh, yes, I mean, it's possible, and I'm quite sure it happens every day somewhere. And about something, the black person can probably has a talent that that white person say, I've been trying to play the clarinet, and I mean, I just finally gave up.
Mm-hmm.
But that guy, I mean, it's easy for him. Looks like he just picked it up, I mean, learned it in no time, and he's black, all right? So, you know, he's just... That's envy, jealousy. Yes, that's kind of prevalent among all people all the time. All right, but it shouldn't exist. Jealousy and envy should not exist in no people at no time.
Mm-hmm.
End of story. Why? Because it causes people to do things that are non-just. That's why. You're going to harm somebody if you get jealous.
Ooh.
Or envious.
Mm-hmm.
You'll start saying things, I mean, that may be of some harm to somebody in an unjust manner. That's not supposed to happen. Just remember, we are here to always do the constructive thing, not the non-constructive thing. And envy and jealousy has proven to be non-constructive.
Okay. Before I let you go, Carla, was that, or is there any other question that you would have for Mr. Fuller?
That's it. Thank you so much, Mr. Fuller.
Okay. Thank you so much for your call, and thank you much for the calls, callers. In the remaining moments, Mr. Fuller, as we have been discussing the obstruction of just us, not justice, but just us, and in particular, the racial population tailoring confusion. Are there any other words that you would like to say? Now, that is found on page 27 and 28 of the revised expanded edition of the United Independent Compensatory Code System concept. But any other words you would like to leave us as we close this particular program on May the 8th?
Well, not directly related to the subject you just mentioned, but I'd just like to say, I violated the code several times, I think, in the last two or three presentations. And I would like to point that out, because I'm not exempt either. And how did I do it? I got preachy, and I don't know how long I've been doing this, but I really caught myself doing it last week, a week before last.
You started preaching, huh?
Yes, in other words, the code is not supposed to be preached.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even supposed to be taught. It's just supposed to be conversational. We have a conversation. Neely Fuller is not an expert on racism. There's no expert on racism except the racists themselves. So I'm just a fellow prisoner.
But people think you are an expert.
Yes, and that is a huge mistake. The only experts on racism are the white supremacists of this planet. They are the experts because they are the ones who are doing it, and everybody else who is non-white doesn't know nowhere near enough about racism.
That's a good spot to leave it there. TalkTimeRadio.com, the world's greatest radio the way it should be heard. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Mr. Fuller. Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why one should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.